Joining me live on the line is Tony Ogorek of Ogorek Wealth Management, talking about all things with your finances and what is a troubling time for just about all of us. Tony, thanks for joining us again. We'll start on Wall Street futures, kind of pointing to a flat open today, but I'm guessing we're nowhere near the end of the volatility.
That is true. The market's been in a what we call a trading range from about 2,200 on the S&P 500 to 2,700. And yesterday, actually the last couple of days when we had the significant run-up, the market was moving toward that 2,700 threshold. So that's considered to be a resistance point. And the thought is, in the event the market's able to push through that in a meaningful fashion, it means the market's likely going higher. And in the event it hits that, what we call resistance level, and it backs down, which it did yesterday because it gave up about 900 Dow points over the course of the day, it indicates that there is resistance for the market to move higher, and likely it's going to be backing down and may, over time, retest the lows that we had, which were about 2190. So expectation is that the market probably has gone about as high as it's going to go for the near future, and is going to be, you know, trending lower, if not testing the lows we've already had during this pandemic.
We've been talking today a lot about the real estate market and how it's kind of dealing with the past couple of weeks and will be in the future. Are there some things that homeowners might be looking to do now, you know, whether or not you're, looking to sell your home or anything like that? Just to better position themselves, is there anything with their mortgages they could be looking at now with this to maybe take advantage and put themselves in a better position?
Sure. You know, the CARES Act does have the ability for people with federally guaranteed mortgages, which is, you know, maybe 80 or 90% of them, to have what's called forbearance, which means a pausing in the payments. So it's not a deferral, not a forgiveness, but it is a forbearance. So they can have up to 60 days of that. Obviously, they have to contact their lender or their servicer in order to avail themselves of that. In the event they're still in distress, they're able to get a 180-day extension, and then they're able to get an additional 180-day extension. So theoretically, you know, you could have 1 year's worth of forbearance. Now, the issue is that some of the banks or services are indicating that if you do the forbearance, they expect you to make up all those payments at the end of your term. So let's say you ask for 90 days of forbearance. Their expectation is that you would have those 3 months of mortgage payments paid up with them. In the event you cannot do that, you may need to speak with them about a loan modification. So those are some issues you've got. People should understand, though, that if they go for forbearance, the law specifically states that they will not be taking a hit to their credit report. So I think that's something helpful for people to understand.
Okay, that's something to keep in mind. Tesla announced they're going to be slashing some employee pay and furloughing some employees until at least the beginning of May, is what it looks like in a note to some of their employees. You know, I think a lot of people kind of thought that how many more jobs can we lose? But should we anticipate seeing more and more of these announcements from companies of, employees being cut or furloughed or, you know, at the very least, their pays cut going forward over the next few weeks?
Sure. I think it's a matter of survival for a lot of companies. I don't think people, you know, when you look at the major auto manufacturers, they're all shut down. The workers do not want to be in close proximity to each other. You're not seeing a lot of ads trying to sell things. People cannot go in dealerships. These are obviously non-essential businesses. So with no cash flow coming in, people need to understand, you know, businesses are not sitting, they're sort of not like the government or the Federal Reserve that they can just create money out of thin air. All these businesses run on cash flow. They need to have money coming in. As soon as that is cut off, that's what pays the employees, that's what pays management, that's what buys supplies, that's what does everything. So as the cash flow continues to be cut off, that's going to be an issue. One other point I would suggest, we're seeing reports this morning from China and Wuhan that as they're beginning to open up their city again, we're seeing that some of their asymptomatic cases are beginning to come back, and the possibility exists that a second wave could happen. Now, in the event that's the case, that's a real issue. Also, there's been reporting that some of the younger people who contracted this in sort of a non-symptomatic fashion may not have the level of antibodies to protect them in the event of a second wave. So there's, again, a lot of uncertainty out there, and I think businesses have to try and protect themselves, which means you've got to cut expenses. For most businesses, the greatest expense is the employees.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for the insight. That's Tony Agoric of Agoric Wealth Management joining us live this morning.
At Speedway, we're here for you with just what you need, right when you need it, ready to go. No matter what, our shelves are stacked, our coolers stocked, our pumps are pumping, and our doors are open. Just like always, you can count on us to get you in, out, and on your way, safely. Because if you need it, we've got it. Whatever keeps you going. And when you stop by, we'll be ready. The convenience stores of Speedway.